This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
It takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
You are listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. You're halfway through our shoe swap segment. And Jade did the ultimate shoe swap thing last week by going up for Mardi Gras.
David Lim.
Yeah.
Is it always so exhausting being you?
Being me, as in what, just my life schedule or?
Like, to be a Mardi Gras person took so much energy.
Really?
Just, I cannot believe how much energy it took to have, David Lim, I danced. It was Jade dancing, but it was dance.
It was dancing nonetheless. OMFG.
Yeah, and
OMGG, oh my gay god.
To be so energetic and to, like, to think about things so much and to be, like, so wrapped up in being an entertainer, oh my god, like, I can't believe how tiring it is. I'm still trying to recover. It was Saturday night, and I didn't go out partying afterwards. I went straight to bed, like, I couldn't handle it anymore.
So it was a different kind of entertaining as to what we do here, which, if you can even call this,
I'm sitting in a chair here.
Yeah, you're like,
I didn't have to walk like 5Ks or whatever.
You didn't have to dance. You didn't have to think about whether your top was riding up. This is different. We're chilled here.
So let me start at the very beginning. I went up initially to Mardi Gras because they needed a token girl.
We were talking about tokenization before in my shoe swap, and there you go. It happens, doesn't it?
My intention was to go up and help the fabulous Danvo, the host of The Fool and the Opera and the marketing manager here at Joy, to build the Joy float. And that was basically what I saw as my contribution to the whole thing. There was no marching involved. I wasn't going to get involved in the broadcast. I was just going to go and help build the float and watch Mardi Gras go by. I'd never been to Mardi Gras. I thought, oh, this is a good opportunity for me to go up and see what happens. You know, everyone has to experience this once. My girlfriend is an American, so, you know, everyone around the world hears about Mardi Gras. So, you know, she'd also never been to Sydney. We could do the tourist thing afterwards. That was it.
It was going to work.
Yep. It was going to work. And needless to say, I did spend a lot of time around core flute and cable ties and polystyrene.
Were you wearing these things?
And
or?
Textures.
Glitter.
And glitter and paint and
just
like 12 gay guys and me.
The hell kind of party is this?
I know. It was such an interesting experience, right, for me to be surrounded by guys all of the time. Because I was like this, I was this token girl, and like it really, they're all fabulous and lovely, and I, you know, had a great time with them. But at the end of the day, I'd go home and I'd just like, well, go back to the hotel and I'd just pass out, right? But everyone else, you know, there was parties going on, and they really enjoyed themselves. And but it was just such a good experience for me to spend all of this time around. I got to know a whole, you know, new group of people, and like I said before, we got to meet some Joy members and all of that kind of stuff. And we finally built this float, right? And it took like Danvo and a couple of other Joy volunteers were up there from Tuesday. Before the Saturday night, and I got there on Thursday afternoon, And basically the float was finished, you know, Saturday night in the holding bay at Mardi Gras.
Wow, that is showbiz for you.
That is showbiz. But let me tell you a bit about what the actual parade was like. And feel free to ask questions, David Lim, because I'm sure you've got plenty.
I'm just dying to know how it is to be there at, you know, the march.
Well, I went to... Basically, what happened on the day is you have to be there like 2 hours beforehand. 3 hours beforehand, you have to wait in this holding bay, right? And you're surrounded by all of the other floats and all of the other people. We had the pleasure of being out the front of the Portaloos.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so the lines for the Portaloos, you know, it was good for people watching.
People
purposes,
about to do their business.
But, it was... So we were in these holding bays. And, you know, of course, the guys get out the glitter and all their makeup and, you know, all doing this thing. I got chosen to hold the J in Joy.
Because you're Jade?
Yeah, well, I chose the J because I said, oh, I have to be J because I'm Jade.
Already the diva attitude. I can see it happening.
And I was like, the whole time I was psyching myself up about how I was going to, you know, perform, because we were reminded consistently by the Mardi Gras people that we were there to perform. And I just kept thinking, I can't dance. I don't, you know, can't do anything. Like, why is anyone going to be interested in what I want to do? Why can't I just walk? It's going to be long enough. It's, you know, I'm just exhausted. Like, and I just kept like... You know, just kept like trying to psych myself up for this thing. But when you finally, like when things finally start to move and the floats start to go out one by one, you see all of these people, like there was something like 500,000 people watching Mardi Gras. On the streets, and you know these people like are all really interested in what you're doing. Like, we had people standing around the holding bay area just watching what we were doing, and you know, it's Dan and me and a couple of other people sitting in the back of a minivan having a chat. Like, it's not...
You're total celebrities now. People want to know what you're drinking, what sort of paper cup you're using, are they recyclable, are they environmentally friendly, how you cross your legs. Wow.
But we finally move and we start to, you know, we start the long walk and the music starts and there's just masses of people both sides of you and, you know, they're cheering for you, but you can hear the music and you're kind of wrapped up in making sure that, obviously because I was one third of the joy, making sure that I get to the right, you know, that I'm staying in line with my O and my Y and, you know... Just people, you know, little kids screaming out for me to give them a high five. And, aww, like, you know, they just want you to, people want you to come over and talk to them and, like, you know, touch you. Like, the amount of hand slapping I had to do and the dancing and the, you know, obviously there was.
All while juggling that J.
Yes.
That is amazing, man. You're more of a performer than I'll ever be. How'd you do that? How's it feel?
It was incredibly surreal, and I guess like the whole I wasn't really prepared for that at all, because like when you look around at all the other floats, they're so much more glamorous than us. Like, you know, we're some good looking people for radio people, but you know,
not just face for radio.
And, I was completely expecting the guys to be far more popular than me, and that's as it should be. Correct, like that's correct, but. But, you know, there were so many guys, you know, on the other floats and, you know, other girls who were dressed up, just like had put so much into, you know, had so much glitter and, you know, we were just kind of these regular people.
Yeah, what did you do for your outfit, though? Every queen listening right now wants to know, girl.
Oh, what was
you
I wearing?
What
I was wearing my black Joy t-shirt.
Yeah.
Which we were all wearing our Joy t-shirts. Some cutoffs.
Hold up. Cutoffs?
I mean, they were to the knee, David Lim.
What are you talking about, cutoffs? What's
this? Like denim cutoffs. And, you know, my favourite pair of runners.
Girl.
I did have glitter sprayed on me because Shane Woon, who's the host of the Petri Dish, he did keep telling me over and over again, if David Lim was here at Mardi Gras, he would have the glitter on him.
I would very reluctantly do the glitter, I should say, but I'm so glad you did the glitter, and I think one photo of you, you were pouting.
But oh, was I?
Yeah, I saw one photo of you pouting. Speaking of photos, though, Mark has sent us an email here saying, hey, I have put a couple of pics up onto the Different Strokes Facebook page. This is in regards to the Mardi Gras experience, of course. So if you're on Facebook at all, if you're online, go to Different Strokes. Go to our Facebook page, DIFFRENT Strokes. Type that in your Facebook bar. Look us up. There are pictures there, apparently.
The most important thing to remember about Mardi Gras is, yes, it's glamorous, but God, it's a lot of hard work.
It is hard work. It ain't easy being pretty. So what's up with the Southern drawl, y'all? You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Coming up next, we have a Different Strokes guide to album covers. In the meantime, this is Can't Fight the Feeling. What is it? Can't Stop the Feeling.
Can't Stop the Feelings. Franz Ferdinand from their album Tonight, Franz Ferdinand.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.